Yeah. Hoping to help us tonight, I really do. Amen, I believe it will. Heed to the word of God and get some help. Amen. Amen.
Right.
If you got your Bible, go ahead over the book of Matthew tonight. It's going to be a little different probably, but it'll be all right.
Amen.
Boy, Easter's just right around the corner.
That's
right. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, that's our that's the day. Amen. I've said it,
Amen.
And I'll say it. That's the day.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, that's the day. I don't care how backslid somebody is.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? I'm telling you now, amen, if it wasn't for Easter, when the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead, our preaching would be in vain.
Amen.
Right. Our faith would be in vain. Right. I would still be in our sin. We'd still right. be bound for hell. I don't care how backslid somebody gets. Amen. But if they've ever been born again, had their sin washed away on Easter, they'll get up out of bed, they'll find their way down to a house of God, and they'll worship their Lord and Savior, their risen King. Amen. But I tell you, there's something that goes inside a man or a woman. Amen. When they get born again, have their sins washed away, really. I mean, have their sins washed away. You hear me? Have your sin washed away.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And so, I know Easter's just around the corner. We not there, but if you got your Bible, open up book of Matthew, chapter number 28.
Listen.
Amen. I'm going to do my best to obey the Lord tonight. I don't know if we'll be very long, but we just want to be obedient. Amen. I found out He knows what we need and when we need it.
Amen.
Right.
That's right. Jesus has been crucified.
Amen.
At this point, He's in the tomb. Amen.
Right.
And He's dead, as the world would say. And so here it is in Matthew chapter number 28. Bible says in the first verse, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher." I'll say this, amen, the Lord showed me something in this scripture. I've read it, I guess, I ain't no telling how many times. And boy, this just something just jumped out at me the other day. Amen, we just want to share it with you. Amen. In verse number 2, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came down, and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women," well, listen to this, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified." Well, I'll tell you right now, but if we just walk after the Lord and seek Him in our life, we shouldn't have anything to fear. Somebody say amen. I don't have to worry about what's coming in this world when I'm following Him. He's not going to lead me astray. He's not going to lead me in the wrong direction. He's not going to let anything happen to me, amen, but that He's not aware of. But if we'll just seek Him in our life, but how much better would our lives really be? Somebody say amen. I know, buddy, a lot of folks, they walk this world, and they say they're seeking the Lord,
right,
but sometimes I wonder.
Amen.
Amen. If your path is leading you outside the Scripture, you're not seeking Him.
Amen.
He will never walk outside the Scripture. He is the Word of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's right. He gave us this Bible right here for direction, for instruction, and for correction. Is everybody all right?
Right.
Amen. I'll tell you, if we'll follow the Word of God, then there's just no telling what God might do in our life. But He said, "Fear ye not, amen, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is," verse 6, "He is not here, for He is risen. As He said,
amen,
come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly," and listen to this, "and go quickly and tell His disciples that He is risen from the dead.
Amen.
And behold, He go lo, I have told you. Amen. He said, look, you go tell, amen, them disciples, that if they go down to Galilee, they can see me. They can see Jesus. Everybody all right?
Amen.
If I get up and go to Galilee, that's where it's going to be. Amen. And if you'll go down there and tell them that, and they'll go to Galilee, then I'll show myself to them.
Right.
That's what Jesus is telling them. That's what the angels tell them that Jesus is going to do. In verse number 8, they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Can I say this? Jesus is never going to contradict his word.
Amen.
The angel said, you go tell them to go down to Galilee, and Jesus will show himself to them. And listen to what Jesus said. Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
That they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me.
Right.
Jesus said, listen, I want you to go tell the disciples to go to Galilee and they'll see me. The angel of the Lord said, go down and tell his disciples, if they'll go down to Galilee, Jesus will be there. Jesus will never contradict his word.
Yeah.
Jesus is going to say exactly what the Bible says. Everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is not going to send them somewhere else after the word of God said, hey, don't tell them to go down to Galilee and Jesus will be there.
Right.
He will never, ever contradict the word of God. It's not going to happen. Amen.
Right.
Now listen to this now. Listen to this. Now when they, verse 11, amen, Jesus told us, I want you to tell them to go down to Galilee. And I wondered why he said, pick Galilee. But listen to this. Verse number 11. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and shewed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Get a hold of this, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee. Do you know that all 11 of them disciples met Jesus in Galilee? They were called out of Galilee. Matter of fact, all the disciples besides Judas Iscariot was called out of Galilee.
Right.
Judas was the only one that was not, and he was dead at this time because he betrayed the Lord. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. And so I begin to think about why. Why would Jesus choose Galilee to show himself to his disciples whom he called out of Galilee? And Galilee is like two separate parts. Upper Galilee is rough. Amen. It's a mixture of different kinds of people. Amen. It's a rough land. It's got hills and mountains. Amen. And it's hard. And the people in it, amen, they're heathens. Amen. They're rough people. And then when you get down into the lower Galilee by the sea, amen, they say it's a pleasant land. Amen. It's a different type of people. These are people, amen, that maybe have good jobs and have good families and good upbringings. And I thought about why in the world would he send his disciples back to Galilee?
No.
Amen. Where he met, where they met him.
Amen.
Where he come walking by the sea and started calling them out. And they started leaving everything. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
And following Christ. Amen. And so as he began to go down there, the Bible says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. In verse 17, and when they saw him, they worshiped him.
Man.
Hallelujah. Ain't that good?
Amen.
But
Amen.
Some doubted.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Right.
There was some there that doubted.
Right.
There was 11 men there. And as they began to go down to Galilee where the Lord had called them out, Amen. A place, I believe, amen, for reasons, amen, that Jesus wanted them there. I believe because it was a place, amen, where they met the Lord and they were willing to drop everything and follow Him. I mean, when they dropped their nets or they jumped ships, some of them walked away from prestigious jobs and positions just to follow the Lord. But they gave up everything. Amen. They was not letting nothing keep them from doing what God wanted them to do, from following the call that Jesus Christ was placing on their life. He had to get them back to a place where they were willing to forsake everything for Him again. Amen goes right there. Oh yeah, no doubt, but their hearts were vacant. Their hearts were breaking. I mean, the one they loved, the one they followed, amen, the one they left everything for, he just died. He hung on the cross. I mean, but they was filled with sorrow. But Jesus brought them back to a place, amen, when they was filled with joy.
Amen.
When they met the Lord.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
That's good.
Amen. Sometimes, amen, we get so wrapped up in what's going on around us.
Yeah.
In our heartache, in our struggles.
Come on.
Amen. The Bible said they worshiped Him, but some doubted.
Right.
Some doubted. I don't know which ones doubted. Amen. But I know some did. Why? Because the Word of God says they did.
Amen.
Amen. But the ones that worshiped God, the ones that worshiped Jesus, they didn't let the doubters stop them. Because some of them worshiped Him, even though others doubted.
Amen.
All right?
Yes.
They wasn't letting them naysayers stop them from worshiping the one that saved them. Amen. The one that rose from the dead. They wasn't letting them naysayers stop them from worshiping their God and following Him.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. I see two people here.
Right.
I see two sets of people here. Amen. Even in the disciples.
Amen.
I see worshipers. And I see doubters.
Amen.
That's good. Amen.
You know what the scriptures say?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
A worshiper's and doubters. A worshiper, you know what he is? He's a believer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what a doubter is? A non-believer.
Amen.
They don't believe in doubt.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know why I shout, boy? You know why I shout? Amen. When everybody else sitting around, the sucking the thumb, acting like the world's coming to an end. You know why I shout? Because when I got saved, I began to believe. And I shall go inside me and just believe that God's God. Amen.
Amen.
He's not going to leave me. He's going to be right here with me all the way. I believe.
Amen.
You can't stop a man that believes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Right?
Come on.
Sometimes we got to get back to Galilee where we first believed that He was all He said He was. And He could do everything He said He could. And we're just going to leave everything and follow Him.
Amen.
Just drop it all. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, just follow Him.
That's right.
Simply because He's God.
Right.
King of kings. Lord of lords.
Amen.
I believe. That makes me a worshiper.
Amen.
I'm a worshiper.
Hallelujah.
That makes me a believer.
Right.
I'm not a doubter.
Come on.
I don't doubt anything His Word says.
Yeah.
I may not understand it all.
Come
Amen.
On.
I'm not an intelligent man.
Come on.
I'm just a saved man. I'm a Holy Ghost man. Amen. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the anointing of God. I believe in the inspired Word of God. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and He's God.
Amen.
I just believe it.
Hallelujah.
I believe it with everything in me.
Amen.
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 I don't doubt it.
That's good preaching.
Some doubt it, but it didn't stop the worship.
Amen.
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 We're living in a time when we're finding out who the true worshipers are.
Amen.
Is that what He said?
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
True worshipers will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Yes, sir.
They won't let the doubters stop them.
Right.
Amen. Anybody all right?
That's right.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Galilee. I looked that up. Amen. Bible, or the definition in the Hebrew is a circle. In the Greek, when Jesus is using it there, it's the heathen circle. Is everybody all right?
Yeah.
Like I told you, Upper Galilee is rough. Lower Galilee is supposed to be pleasant. Amen. But a heathen, you know what a heathen is? Amen. It's a pagan.
Yep.
It's a Gentile.
Right.
Amen. I was a heathen at one time. Is everybody all right? Amen. It's a pagan. It's a Gentile. He's a Gentile. Amen. A heathen is one who worships idols.
Right.
Is everybody all right?
Right.
Amen. Looking for signs and wonders in the world. A heathen is one who is unacquainted with the true God. A heathen is one that is rude and illiterate and barbarous people. Amen.
Amen.
A heathen is somebody that's rude and nasty. Got a bad attitude. Is everybody okay?
Right, amen.
Amen. I tell you right now, let's go. I'm glad that the rude people of this world can't stop me from worshiping God. Why? Because I believe.
Amen.
And they cannot stamp that out of me. They can't beat it out of me. They can't stop me from believing.
Amen.
It's too late. December 17th, 1989, I fell on my face. Lord of God, sorry for my sin. I was a believer.
Amen.
I'm a believer.
Amen.
I'm a worshiper. I worship God. I worship Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Our Lord and Savior.
Right.
Amen. Oh, there's going to be doubters in your life.
Right.
There's going to be those. Amen. Maybe some of your dearest friends.
Right. Amen.
The 11 were there.
Yep.
Right.
The 11 that walked with Christ.
Amen.
The 11 that witnessed miracles. The 11, amen, that was with him, witnessed him raising the dead.
Right.
And the Bible said, Jesus said, tell them to come back down to Galilee. Tell them to come where they met me at. Tell them to come where they forsook everything and followed me at. Tell them to get back down in the spiritual place where they were born spiritually. Amen. And they followed me. Tell them to come back to Galilee.
Amen. Right. Amen.
And those 11 went down to Galilee.
Amen.
I don't know what some were thinking.
Come on.
Amen. I don't know really what the doubters were thinking.
Come on.
But I know what the worshipers were thinking.
Amen.
They're thinking, man, I can't wait to get there. Well, let's go. Let's go. He said he's going to meet us down there.
Come on.
I believe he's going to be there. Amen. That's why I can't wait to get to the house of God.
Right.
I said, let's go. We got to get in the heart. We got to get to church. Why? Because the Spirit of God's going to be there.
Hey,
I got to get there where he's at. Glory,
amen.
I'm glad I come to the house of God.
Amen.
I was glad.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what the doubters were thinking.
Come on.
That's good preaching.
Man, it was them worshipers.
Yeah.
They couldn't wait to get down there around his feet.
Amen.
They couldn't wait to get down there around his feet.
Come on.
Like the women when they hugged his feet up a couple verses earlier. Amen. Came and worshiped by the feet. Is everybody all right? Come and grab him by the feet and worship him. Amen. In verse number 9, Bible says, and they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. But I can't wait to get down to the house of God. I get up next to his feet, Lord of God.
Amen.
And just worship him. Why? Because he's worthy tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But the boy, there was some. There was some of their closest friends. Brother Tony. Amen.
Amen.
Witnessed everything they witnessed.
That's right.
And some of their close, I don't know who it was. Don't know which ones it was.
Right.
But some doubted.
Yeah.
But you know what? The doubters, they didn't stop the others from worshiping.
Amen.
Amen. They didn't stop the others. Man, it might be a family member.
Come on.
Amen. It's trying to stand between you and true worship tonight.
Right.
It might be a good friend trying to stand between you and true worship tonight.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now, you better get back to Galilee.
Right.
Amen. Where the only thing that mattered was following Christ. You was willing to throw everything. You was willing to drop in the nets and jump ship just to follow him. Why? Because he's everything.
Amen.
You worshiped him. Is everybody all right?
Right.
And sometimes we get so wrapped up in everything. We've been hurt.
Come
they
on.
Were hurt.
Come on.
They were hurt. They were hurt.
Right.
How were they hurt? Because Jesus was crucified. He died. They were hurting.
Right.
They were sorrowing.
Right.
I don't know what you're going through.
Yeah.
I don't know what those listening on the internet are going through.
That's good.
Come on.
But I do know this. Amen. Sometimes we got to get back to a place spiritually.
Amen.
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 where we can't let all this other stuff hinder our worship and stop us from worshiping. I don't care who calls you. When it's church time, amen, you come worship God.
Amen.
I don't care, amen, what's going on in the world. Amen. When it's revival time, you get down to the house of God and you worship God. Are you hearing me?
Right.
Amen. I don't care, amen, what the other kids are doing. You pick your youngins up and you bring them to Bible school and let them learn how to worship God because He's worthy.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right. He's worth it all.
Yes.
Amen. He's worth leaving everything.
Amen.
He's worth leaving that world behind. Are you hearing me? Amen. Don't worry about the doubters. You'll have plenty of doubters around you all your life.
Amen.
Come on.
The disciples, those that worshiped, had the doubters right there with them.
Amen.
While they were worshiping.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Amen. On Sunday, we're going to come in here.
Yeah.
Amen. See, and I can tell this Wednesday night crowd, we're all true worshipers.
Come on.
We're true believers.
Come
on. Or we wouldn't be here on Wednesday night.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We'd be doing something else. You know, we'd be down at the pool. Is everybody all right? Or
come
the
on.
Or the pool alley.
Yeah.
Or the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Is everybody okay?
Come on.
Amen. We'd be out on the shooting range or somewhere other than the house of God if we wasn't true worshipers.
Right.
But on Sunday, I'm going to come in here. On this past Sunday, wasn't it a blessing?
Amen.
To a house full of folk.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wasn't that a blessing?
Amen. Yes, sir.
We're going to come in here, and there's going to be some true worshipers.
Amen.
Amen. They're going to walk in here ready to worship Him.
Yes,
ready
sir.
To get to His feet, no matter what it takes.
Amen.
No matter what we've got to leave behind. No matter what we've got to drop. No matter what we've got to give up. Amen. Whatever we've got to do to get to His feet. Amen. We're going to do that.
Amen.
Amen, because that's what true worshipers will do.
Right.
They won't care what this one says or what that one thinks. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
But when we do, when we start worshiping Him, there'll be some doubters.
Amen.
There'll be some doubters.
Amen.
Might be somebody you care about dearly.
Come on.
Just doubting. And I'll say this. You ain't got to shout like Brother Tracy to be a true worshiper.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't hold mine in.
Come on.
I just can't.
Amen.
It's how I worship God. Amen.
Right.
It's how I worship Him.
Yes.
Amen. But you could be one that's shouting on the inside louder than Brother Tracy ever dreamed of.
Come on.
Amen. You'd be one that just lets tears flow down your cheeks. Amen. You'd be one that just sits there and looks up to the ceiling and lifts up your hand. Maybe you close your eyes. Amen. You just worship Him. You acknowledge Him.
Right.
And now just because you don't shout like me, don't make you not a worshiper.
Amen.
Just because you don't shout like me, don't make you a doubter. Don't
right.
you never think that, amen?
Amen.
Amen, but I'm going to let you in on a secret. Hallelujah. Sometimes it feels pretty good just to rear back and let one live.
Amen.
Amen.
A shout, that is. Hey, is everybody all right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. A shout. Let one of them shout live.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know what somebody thought.
God help.
But there'll be some doubters here. No doubt. There'll be some come in and see what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Is everybody all right? They'll come in and see if you're going to worship.
Amen.
Yeah.
Them doubters will come in just to see if you're going to worship.
Right.
Amen. Bible said, He told them, He said, I want you to come back down here to Galilee.
Come on.
Every one of them, 11, Brother Tiny, was called out of Galilee. Every one of them. The only one that wasn't was the one that betrayed him. Everybody all right?
Amen.
I really ain't got no insight on that. I'm just telling you what I know. Amen.
Come on.
What I've studied out and found out about it. But every one of them 11 that went down there to Galilee, that went back to Galilee, was called out of Galilee.
Amen.
They went back to the place where it all began.
Amen.
When they saw Jesus walking up this shoreline, walking through town, you realize His first miracle was where? At Cana of where?
Galilee. Yes, sir.
That's where. You realize most of His miracles?
Yeah.
A lot of them were performed in Galilee.
Amen.
He took them back to where it all began.
Amen.
When they saw him, when they first met him. And you know what they did? They fell in love.
Amen.
Pure love.
Amen.
Undefiled love. Are you hearing me? They loved him.
Yes.
Amen. They recognized him as the Son of God.
Amen.
Right.
And they, at that point in time in their life, they met him. Brother Adam left it all.
Amen.
Dropped everything to follow him.
That's right.
I'm not telling you to quit your jobs.
Come on.
I'm not telling you to give away all your money. I'm not telling you to walk away from your family. But what I am telling you is this. Do not let the doubters stop you from worshiping him.
Amen.
You know why? Because a true worshiper that ain't worshiping him is miserable.
Amen.
Yes. Doubters are not that miserable because they just don't believe anything.
Amen.
But if you truly believe and you know that he's everything and you've left it all for him. Amen. You surrendered everything to him.
Amen.
If you ain't worshiping him,
amen.
You are a miserable soul.
Right.
I've seen it too many times. I've seen true worshipers clamp down because of doubters in their life. And that doesn't mean they're bad people. The doubters are not necessarily bad people.
Come on.
They just don't believe like you believe.
Come on.
They just don't believe like we believe. They just don't believe in Jesus like they should.
Come on.
They doubt.
Right.
Amen. And if we're not careful, if we're not careful, we'll let them stop us from worshiping him.
Right.
Amen.
From lifting him up.
Right.
Jesus said, tell them to come down where it all started.
Amen.
Spiritually, sometimes maybe you just got to get back down where to the nitty-gritty. Where you first fell in love with him and recognized he was everything.
Amen.
Somewhere over time, our life gets cluttered. Everybody look
at Jesus.
Am I telling it right?
Amen.
Our life will get busy.
Amen.
And I know people's got to work, got to make a living. I understand all of that. I ain't talking about that. Amen. I ain't talking about people that's got to have a job and take care of their families. Man don't work, he don't eat. Somebody say
amen. Amen.
We ought to work.
Amen.
What I'm saying is this. We get so wrapped up in other things in the world.
Right.
That we let that stop us from worshiping him.
Right.
And if you're not careful, worshiper, you might. I don't know if it's possible, but it might. If you're not careful, worshiper, you might let the doubters cause you to become a doubter.
Right.
Right.
Right. I'm promising you this.
Amen.
You're a worshiper. He's your Lord and your Savior, and he's everything to you. You won't be happy if you ain't worshiping him.
That's right.
Amen.
You won't be satisfied.
That's right. I don't
care how much money you got in the bank.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of vehicle you drive.
Right.
Right.
I don't care who you're dating or who you're married to. Somebody say amen.
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 I don't care how popular you get in the world or on your job or at school.
Come on.
Amen. If you ain't worshiping him, you ain't going to be satisfied.
Amen.
You can
gain
all this world has to gain. Is everybody listening to me?
Right.
And lose your soul and die and wind up in or be miserable.
Come on.
What would a man give in exchange for his own soul? I'm telling you right now, I've had money, I've been broke, amen, I've been everywhere in between, amen. But here's one thing I do know.
Come on.
Didn't matter how much money I had in the bank, if I wasn't happy with Jesus and worshiping him, I wasn't truly happy.
Right? Amen. Right.
I've been popular. I've been in the good old boys club. Amen. Until they kicked me out. Because I wasn't compromised. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Right.
And I'll be honest. I'm happy just worshiping him.
Amen.
Sticking to the book.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Right.
Hallelujah.
They said, then the 11, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee. They came back. Maybe you got to go back spiritually.
That's good preaching.
And just remember.
Amen.
What it was you saw in him when you first saw him. That's where they first saw him. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine seeing our Lord walking on the shores of Galilee.
Wow.
Walking through the pleasant land of Galilee.
Amen.
Walking through the rough land of Galilee. Could you imagine witnessing that?
Amen.
I mean, such grace.
Yeah.
Walking. Come on, man. Y'all know he's grace.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Right.
Such holiness.
Right.
Yes.
Come walking down the street.
You're right.
Such power.
Amen.
He spoke and just, I mean, miracles happened.
Amen.
Such power and getting a glimpse of that.
Amen.
No wonder they left everything. Yes. No wonder the night you got saved, you come to an altar and you left everything.
That's good.
Right. Amen.
You got a glimpse of him.
Right.
In his glory.
Amen.
Walk in the shores of your heart.
Amen.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And Jesus, verse 18, came, spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That right there sells it all, doesn't it?
Amen.
Did y'all get that?
Amen.
Did y'all hear that?
Amen.
The Word of God said in the Word of God. That's red letter right there.
Amen.
The Word of God said in the Word of God that all power.
Right.
A-L-L power is given unto him in heaven.
Amen.
And in earth.
Right.
Are you hearing that? Amen. Jesus is saying, I've got all the power.
Amen.
He tells us, says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you. Somebody shout right there.
Amen.
He's with us tonight.
Right.
He's with the worshipers tonight.
Right.
He's with those, glory to God, that's willing to follow him,
right,
and walk with him and do what he commands.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm with you. We have nothing to fear tonight.
Amen. Come on.
Why? Because he's with us.
Amen.
He's with us.
Right.
There'll be some doubters.
Come on.
Along the way. But we're worshipers. We're believers. Amen.
Amen.
Said I, whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. That'll preach right there, you don't believe
right.
it?
Amen.
You can preach on the end of the world.
Amen.
So tonight, I don't know what it is you might be going through. Now, somebody said, well, you should preach. I may preach this on Easter. I don't know.
Amen.
Come on.
I'm just going to follow the Lord. I can guarantee you that.
Amen.
Amen. I never really saw that till the other day. Hey, some doubters.
Yep.
Don't let them stop you from worship.
Right.
Amen.
Don't let them hinder you from worship.
Amen.
And if you're struggling tonight, maybe you just need to get back to a more simpler time when you first met him.
Amen.
I mean, it didn't matter. It didn't matter how many bills you had stacked up over here.
Right.
Come on.
You met the Lord. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
That stuff didn't matter no more.
Come on.
It didn't bother you. Amen. I know we got to take care of things in our homes and stuff. I understand. I ain't talking about that. But what I'm telling you is this. The day you met the Lord,
amen,
he washed your sins away.
Amen.
You surrendered all and followed him.
Amen.
You know I'm telling it right.
Yes, sir.
You know I'm telling it right. So tonight, maybe you just need to get back there spiritually,
amen,
to a place,
amen,
where he's everything.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's your all in all tonight. Just follow,
amen,
him. Worship him. I just can't get off of this.
Blessed.
Don't let the doubters stop you from worship.
Right.
Man, they were all in the same boat, so to speak. Jesus had died. He was buried. Soldiers was trying to hunt him down and kill him.
Come on.
I mean, they had it rough. But there was some that worshiped him anyhow.
Amen.
They came and they worshiped, even though others doubted. I guess the question tonight you'll have to ask yourself is this: am I a worshiper?
Come on.
Or am I a doubter?
That's the Lord.
Am I a true believer? Or am I not? Have I allowed the things of the world to clutter my life in such a way that I need to get back spiritually to Galilee? Where miracles are happening.
Amen.
Where the Lord's are walking up and down the sea line.
Amen. Yes.
And I'm willing to just drop everything.
Amen.
They drop their nets. You hear me?
Yeah.
They jump ship. Could you imagine them boys' daddies? They're out there trying to fish and make a living. And them boys said, "Daddy, I'm following Jesus."
Amen.
"You can have the boat. You can have the business, Daddy. I'm going with the Lord."
Amen.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Daddies might have thought they was crazy.
Come on.
Boy, could you imagine when them daddies tasted that wine?
Yeah.
That was made from water?
Yes, sir.
Could you imagine when them daddies saw them blinded eyes started opening?
Amen.
They said, "Man, my boys is running with him."
Yeah.
That's okay, boys. You go ahead. Amen. Hey, you ain't in jail. You ain't in prison.
Come on.
This way's not yet.
Amen.
Could you imagine? Hey, somebody's come on the piano. I'll be here all night.
Right.
Worshippers and doubters. Which one are you? I can't answer that question for you. I can't ask you which one's the disciples doubted in worship. I do know this, that they came in worship, but some doubted.
Right.
Amen.
There's 11 of them there because the Bible says so.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. We just have to make up our mind we're going to be worshiping no matter what comes our way.
Right.
No matter how hard life gets. No matter how tough things get. Or are we going to start doubting? Well, he didn't answer that prayer the way I wanted to answer. You know, I had big dreams, but then this happened. You know, I can't believe he allowed this to come my way. Worship him anyhow.
Amen.
Amen.
Worship him anyhow.
Amen.
I love you tonight. Appreciate you. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. I'm just going to say this. Search your own heart tonight. Find out where you stand with him.
Amen.
If you need to get back to Galilee.